You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, March 12th, 2019. Shout out to Jeff. He literally tweets the second the show starts saying he's tuned in. If you are also tuned in, let us know at LFOD Radio everywhere with an underscore on Twitter, hashtag LFOD Radio. Let us know what's happening out there. We got a wild show tonight. We got DJ Myth in the building. If you do not know who DJ Myth is, DJ Myth is a long active DJ in the New Hampshire hip hop scene. He's been holding down Rap Night Manchester every Sunday night for years now. Just a stalwart of the scene, and he's going to come on here, not only talk about what's happening up in New Hampshire, up at the Shaskeen and things like that, but he is going to be our second featured DJ of the year. DJ Black Action kicked things off in January. If you missed that, you can go up on our YouTube. Just go on YouTube, type LFOD and Black Action, and it's on our channel there. It's about a 20-minute mix. He went in. DJ Myth is up now. We were supposed to have Bobby Bangers in February, but there was a snowstorm. He's back at the end of the month. Then we got some other DJs coming. This is going to be monthly. Shout out to the DJs. They hold this whole thing together. And if you haven't heard the Trevor Holmes interview, that is up right now on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, as well as the E. Jake episode, Noom Nera, State of New England Hip Hop, that DJ Black Action episode, and more. Shout out to Skybar. He does the show before us. Great guy. Punk rock keeps the action, keeps things flowing. It's awesome to set up right after that. And we also have a crazy new link. If you go to our Instagram or whatever, we got one link for everything now. We're not sharing a million links. You just click on it. You choose what you want to listen on. It'll remember it. Every time you click that link, it'll take you where you want to go. Submissions at LFODradio.com. Please, we have no guest next week. Finally. So we are going to be playing music next week and probably talking about meditation. So definitely hit us with your clean records. And last week we talked about the Patreon that we launched. I just want to give a shout out to Joe, Jake, Brian, and Alex, our first four patrons. Shout out to them. You are already contributing to make this possible. Anybody else wants info about that, it's just patreon.com/LFODlife. I am joined right now by Miss Amanda Shea.
Yo, yo.
What's happening with you?
Nothing much. What's going on with you?
Everything.
Everything?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah, everything all the time.
Everything all the time. I'm good. I can't remember anything that I've done this past weekend, but I'm sure it's been a lot. I am just like, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm trying to be present.
Okay.
A little tired.
You're physically here, which is dope, and mentally it seems. So you're present.
Yeah.
You're present.
Yeah.
What's the gem you got there?
Oh, this is Cell Night.
What's that do?
You should look it up. I've been telling people like what crystals do for people for so long, and I'm like, that defeats the whole purpose of like getting in tune, you know? Like you should wanna research like where you're at and like what you're feeling and what certain crystals and stones and things of that nature do for you.
Okay.
As opposed to seeing them on me, because my stuff may be a little bit different than somebody else's, so.
Okay. Don't ask Amanda any more questions is the vibe I'm
getting. No, you're good. I'm like really excited for like DJ Myth though.
Yeah, he's gonna tear it up. He's been preparing. He's been preparing the mix. He doesn't need to practice.
I like the DJs like coming on. Like I really, really do. I'm really excited for Bobby Bangers for sure. I wasn't here for Black Action, but like luckily I can always tune in.
Have you watched it back yet?
I have.
Yeah.
He's crazy talented.
Yep.
Like definitely from the first day that I saw him and I was like, wait, he's got actual records? Like I was just super impressed, and like his whole set was really dope. So it's gonna be really cool to like listen back on DJ Myth's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And be able to stream that in my car.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, myth's going to, it's going to keep it funky. I think everyone's going to be pleasantly surprised by what they hear. So, and definitely we love the DJs, you know, and they don't have a lot of outlets or platforms, surprisingly. So,
also never in New Hampshire, I'll be completely honest. So I had no idea there was a rap night every Sunday. So
every Sunday night, rap night, Manchester.
That's crazy.
Hosted by I-9. And Ill by Instinct on it. Well, he's going to tell us about it. I won't tell you.
I mean, I'm excited to hear that too, because I'm like, what are y'all doing up there? I mean, it's not really far, honestly. Yeah. It's really, really not.
No, it's dope. We're up there at least, we try to be up there once a month with a table doing stuff too. Live ciphers, performances. It's dope. Yeah, it's very dope.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I got to go check that out for sure.
You Google that. I'll Google Selenite and
S-E-L-E-N-I-T-E. Make sure you spell it.
At least you're
it
spelling
right.
it. I appreciate that.
I can do at least that.
So yeah, the only other thing I was gonna say, Vibes and Offering on Monday.
Yeah.
It is I just saw the flyer. It's Rex and I don't want to pronounce her name
wrong. Ava Sophia.
Ava Sophia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for this because honestly, I've never seen Rex perform.
Really?
I know. It's crazy. Like, shout out to Bakari GB. But I know, like, I've been around him for years and, like, I've never seen him live. So I'm really excited for that. And also, like, Ava Sophia is just an amazing, amazing vocalist for sure. Singer, songwriter. She also plays the keys. So she's really, 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 really good. So I'm excited.
Rex is one of those dudes that you're definitely, what you're going to take away from it is just breath control. Like, how does he move like that and still rap that fast and hit all those, like, he doesn't miss words.
Well, I'm already a fan if that's the case, because breath control and, like, performance and high energy is really, really hard to do and be able to, you know, speak clearly. That's what I did over the weekend. Thank you. I just got reminded on Friday night, I was at Once Somerville with Brandy Blaze, Red Shades, Jeannie Santiago, and Solo Sex. And that show was so great. I love Brandy Blaze. I love all of them. It was just really good to see everybody doing what they, like, what just, they were all in their bag. So I was excited for that. Saturday was Strength and Sensitivity with Red Shades, and I've never seen Red Shades perform like an acoustic set, a set with just like two musicians. And I don't remember one of their names, but the other musician was Colleen Byrne, I believe. And they were literally on just like sitting on like one of those, like, I forget the name. I just remember, like, I just learned what this word was.
Like the hone?
Yes. She was sitting on that. And then there was someone on keys. And Red Shades was just absolutely phenomenal. Incorporated a live, like, performance act, the song being acted out by a young girl. So it was just really, 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 really dope. Great performance.
Word.
Yeah.
Shout out to Red Shades. You can see LFOD Apparel in the Lil Sabrina video.
Yeah. She was also in a Token video. I just saw, like, the flashback the other day of, like, her in a Token video. I was
really?
Like, oh, wow. I was like, check out the cameo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's all tying together. She's going to be on here, too, in April, so I'm excited for that. We got to play some music, and we're going to come back. Oh, and 158 days until Hoop Hop.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wow, already?
Yep, 158 days.
It's August.
August 17th, 2019, Roxbury YMCA, 6th annual.
That's crazy.
Yeah, shout out to Bizzo. We're going to play a new one from Razen. He just hit us up.
Oh, what up? It's my people.
It's a lot of words. I'm not going to read it all, but he's dropping a new record on June 7th with Dome of Doom.
Dope.
I think... Yeah, we're going to play this. I'm pretty sure he wants us to play it. He said earlier, we're going to play it, you know, and it doesn't go up on the podcast out of the fact anyway. So this is exclusive. If you're tuned in,
You're
getting this Razen Upon the Apex. Super, super exclusive. We're just going to play the first song. This is Ritual. You're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
since your birth, I realized my worth. Was trapped in depression, anxiety, and some hurt. Self-medicating, it only just made it worse. But home team first, then I reversed the curse. Priorities in order, never thought I'd have a daughter. My strength is knowing that I'll go to any length for. My faith is knowing that I will do anything for. Climb the highest mountain, cross any border. My daily motivation to be your inspiration. Love is kind and patient, you are the combination. Unlock my heart to challenge my fears and face them. I remember days when I was so complacent. Now those days are gone, even in the storm. Gotta remain calm, working my 9 to 5 or writing another song. Every day of the week, I gotta remain strong for my baby, come on. This is no ordinary love. You're the one I place nobody above. You're the reason I strive to rise above. Every day I thank God for the lessons out of love. Yeah, this is no ordinary love. You're the one I place nobody above. You're the reason I strive to rise above. Every day I thank God for the lessons out of love.
Yeah. I ain't perfect, I've been living through pain. Guzzling filth by the bottle, thinking something will change. I'm a shell of myself and what remains is blood smoke. I couldn't wash the blood stains. I'm a dream even if they're not in close range. My daddy taught me how to binge on the cocaine. It's so strange holding my own child nowadays. Hoping to take a new direction, now I'm switching lanes. If Johnny could do it, hoping that I can stand the rain. Maybe there's more to gain, but watching the world turn. Teach you to fear, no more the man like the bridge burn. This is a new day, there's plenty that we can learn. Yeah, till my body's a sign to earn. My baby's my first and only concern. They resurrect me and the Messiah return. May they live long and prosper with money to burn.
This is no ordinary love. You're the one I place nobody above. You're the reason I strive to rise above. Every day I thank God for the lessons out of love. Yeah, this is no ordinary love. You're the one I place nobody above. You're the reason I strive to rise above. Every day I thank God for the lessons out of love.
Young kings, some things like the offspring bring light like the sun gleam. The unit is solid, it's one team for your upbringing. ING, I am open. Teacher and students still hoping. Is it open? Peripherals be awoken. Be it unsaid or spoken. We are honed in. Frequencies are exposed. Can my bloodline, my family tree? So much time passed, I cannot believe. The height, the weight, the speech, the growth. The similarities, the unique of both. I brag, I boast, I can't lie. God gave me the best, why can't I? Show you the world, you saved my life. Any and all, I sacrifice.
This is no ordinary love. You're the one I place nobody above. You're the reason I strive to rise above. Every day I thank God for the lessons out of love. Yeah, this is no ordinary love. You're the one I place nobody above. You're the reason I strive to rise above. Every day I thank God for the lessons out of love.
Yeah, let's go. Money coming in, stacking to the ceiling. No better feeling than paying cash. No big borrow stealing. It's so appealing, but so elusive. Get it, then we lose it. Ish. The hardest working ain't the highest paid. Get used to it. I know it sounds ludicrous, but it's a fact. We're killing off the middle class, and government ain't really trying to get it back. Now how should I act? I've seen people turning nihilist. Hippies turn to violence. Corpus playing the violin. I try and try again, studying the form of alchemy. Till I'm on my way to Valhalla. Getting ushered by Valkyries. What the fuck's reality? A chance to heal your ancestors. Trying to build a tribe with rap night down in Manchester. Everything's a damn stress. I gotta learn to live above it. I'm shoveling it till I clear a path and run for it. Cause fuck it, it's now or never. You could get the fourth letter. Cause if you got it, you got it. So what the fuck's a go-getter? At the end of our lives, all we ask is, did I live? Did I love? Did I matter what I give? We presented with an option. Every day we wake up. Either you live fully engaged or you selfish as fuck. So you decide.
Let's talk about what's going on, not only how I feel about it. Jawa already has my soul, I'll only live here without it. You and every person you know and love are rolled into one. We present our sins as virtues, on purpose then we run. Fantasies to them are factors to us.
Be as grown as you are young, as serious as you are fun. The sweetest part of living is an awesome contradiction. Get a king, that's all I'm in. Ha, true Masonic tradition. I bleed myself of the ills just to detox and provide what society needs most. What does peace cost? The revolutions in government have already taken place, but the evolution ourselves is not on pace. We constantly bobble against an onslaught of sorrow. Don't limit your control, your fucking voting power's colossal. You never know, look what started out in Colorado. Bravo, someone had the balls to start the convo. The artist should be sensitive, the businessman is not. Do you wanna make a difference or a shitless? Hey, just a thought. And never let it feel like everybody's keeping score. Can you anoint my feet, they sore, just trying to keep it real with y'all. And AB hears it all, but I don't ever let it fester. And I don't wanna ever be afraid to listen to somebody's record. Watch it, do it, and you're right. Everything's got a price. He will co-sign moves that'll get you locked up for life. Some can be tough and demanding. I crush you with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Like I crushed it and rubber band it, stuck it right in your commandments. You can light more than a candle, or we gon' die trying to do what y'all said we can't do. Come
at
on.
The end of our lives, all we ask is, did I live? Did I love? Did I matter what I give? We presented with an option every day we wake up. Either you live fully engaged or you selfish as fuck, so you decide.
In 2019, trap job affiliates.
We are back on Live Free or Die Radio. Shout out to GJ Myth for leaving mad empty seconds at the end of that. Not 15 seconds of silence.
Not my fault.
Not his fault. That's how you wanted the show to start.
Exactly. Awkward. Yeah. As awkward as possible.
Yeah. DJ Myth, it's so overdue, man.
It
welcome.
Is. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming down, man.
Anytime.
Anytime, really.
Anytime, yeah.
All right. How was the drive?
Not bad.
How long exactly?
About 40 minutes from Manchester.
Yeah, I figured as much. Yeah. Okay, cool.
No traffic. Not bad at all.
Yeah, this time of night, when we had the earlier slot, traffic was a mess, but 9 seems like it's cake for everybody. So, yeah, man. So, I know about Rap Night. Some of our longtime listeners know about Rap Night. I think the boys called in before. They never came down to the studio, but they've called in.
Who, Jesse and Choop and 99 and them?
At least one contingent did at one point. But, and we know, we go back and forth, but Amanda does not know about this. Can you break, and some of our listeners now do not know, what is Rap Night?
Rap Night, we are going on our 6th year in June.
Whoa.
Every Sunday night at the Shasky in Manchester on Elm Street, right downtown Manchester, from 9 to 12:30. DJing, open mic ciphers, couple showcases a week. Yeah, some touring acts, local guys.
Wow.
Bring all the elements. Sometimes we get some break dancers in there. It's not very often, but when we do, we get the four elements of like hip-hop in there. It's perfect. I love it.
Dope.
Yeah. Vibrant crowd, regulars.
Yeah, a lot of
sure.
regulars. Yeah, it's great.
And congrats on 6 years, because that's a long time.
It is. They did up in Portland for 10 years.
Yeah.
Then they were like, just can't do it anymore or whatever. So still going to Manchester. I'm going to push it past 10 years, definitely.
Dude.
I don't feel like stopping at all.
Whatever we can do to help.
Yeah.
We're on record with that now. So hold us to it.
Right. I will.
For sure.
It actually started in Portland, Rap Night Portland. And then those dudes were driving from Portland to Manchester every Sunday night and then doing one every Wednesday in Portland. But the Portland scene kind of grew enough that they felt that they could pass the torch.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But I'm glad Manchester's still happening.
Yeah, it's great.
A little Rap Night Dover in the spring coming back, right?
And possibly, it's kind of like still in the works, but maybe Portsmouth as well.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's not definite yet, but we kind of like planting our seeds in like Portsmouth now, so.
Yeah.
What is the scene out there? Because I would never think to come to New Hampshire.
It's small. If you look, you'll there's really a lot of good artists out in New Hampshire, and we're a close-knit group. All the good ones are all like, you know, Rap Night is pretty much like the epicenter. Like we get Ape and Bug Out, ADM and Keen, we got Def Rock and Dover, I-9 and Seth on Gray Street and out in Dover. Just for Kicks is up in Londonderry. He's coming up. Mike Wing, your boy Mike Wing.
Mike Wing's all right.
Yeah, he's decent. He's all right.
F Mike Wing.
Guys, yeah. On the air.
F Mike Wing.
F. Sorry.
We can't say the whole full phrase, yeah. But
it's okay.
Okay. Oh, I thought you were like shading him. I thought you were like,
no, we were.
Forget
no,
that
it's,
guy.
It's a thing. Yeah.
Oh.
It's his thing. Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. But it's cool shtick. To
yeah.
say. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all right.
All right.
It's
I
a
was,
double entendre.
He loves it.
Yeah. All right. I was like super like, wait, what are we doing here?
Shout out to Mike Wing because it's hilarious.
We're
when
not
goes,
roasting nobody.
No, when he goes on stage in a crowd where not everyone knows him, but someone does, the first thing that happens when he gets on stage is someone goes, F Mike Wing! And then people look at him like, what's about to happen?
The whole
and he
starts.
Loves it. Yeah. And then it gets going.
All right, cool. So that's a thing.
We all right. love it's Mike. We all love yeah. Mike.
I haven't heard of any of these
Shout
artists.
Shout out LBZ. Don't forget.
Really?
Don't forget LBZ out there.
Oh, yeah. LB. I can't forget LB. That's my boy. Yeah. He's on that Grimfluence album with me and Bug Out and Ape. Yep.
Yeah, these guys... they've been doing it, like he said on the record, 97
yeah.
to Trap Jaw. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't have that album, but I had the Granite State album in high school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and to be clear, these guys are all, the cool thing about Rap Night is pretty much everyone that comes through it can freestyle.
Yeah.
Live
anyone
on stage.
Anyone can jump on stage, yep.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give everyone a chance, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you guys typically have anybody else from, like, I'm being like so like ignorant right now, but I'm like, where else would you travel from to come here? Like Lowell, like I'm trying to think of like cities that are close to you guys. Like, do you have anybody?
You mean, like, people that come up from like Mass to Manchester?
Yeah, or like even just surrounding areas to come to New Hampshire.
Yeah, everywhere. Yeah, we get guys from Boston coming up, Lowell, Lawrence. People still come down from Maine sometimes, Vermont. We get a couple guys. We just had Jarve, who was last weekend from Vermont. We even get like big like national touring acts, like Sadat X came up last summer, I believe it was.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah,
that's dope.
Yeah, it gives us a little a little shine for a bit, you know.
Had no idea.
Yeah, and the Saturday nights Chaskeen has like pretty big hip-hop shows.
Yeah, Friday
and you can
and Saturday nights,
win
yeah.
your way onto them by competing at the Rap Nights.
Yeah,
like Raekwon, stuff like that. Like,
yeah, we got Cannabis coming up in a couple weeks, and Gravediggers and
the Gravediggers show. I'm excited
for.
I mean, it's gonna be like one guy, but you know.
I was gonna ask, is RZA
poetic?
Coming?
I don't. No. I doubt RZA. I mean, be nice, but
sell it. You gotta sell the tickets, Smith.
No,
I saw what
being,
she was doing.
I'm just being truthful. And then we got Craig G from Juice Crew is actually gonna be on that show too.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, a lot of legends come through.
What is going on in New Hampshire? Like, that's dope. Yep. Like, that is super dope. I had no idea.
Yep. Styles P in May.
Yep. He's
That's
great
dope.
Live. I feel like I haven't been doing my job because she...
It's all right.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you more of this.
No, it's cool. I'm pretty sure you've mentioned it like a few times and it's just like kind of... I probably heard New Hampshire and was like, oh yeah, I'm not going. But I'm like...
Yeah.
It's way different than when you have the person here like telling you in detail, full detail.
It's
like,
dope. We do the rides up and back. It's not bad. Like you... It's like 40 minutes to
get
back.
Well, I'm also in Boston, and like that adds on time, right? Because like it's probably like
Boston. It's like 40 minutes to Manchester at 1 a.m.
It's late at night too. No traffic. Nothing.
Okay.
You fly through. Yeah.
1 a.m. Yeah. Oh yeah.
By the time you get back, yeah.
Yeah. If you stay, if you're an artist, you're gonna stay to, you know,
kick it
till the close.
Mm-hmm. But,
yeah. They ended at 12:30, which is nice. So you can drive back and not get back super late.
Yeah. The Portland ones, when we were driving up to Portland, that's why I don't know how they did it, because I was getting back from Portland at like 4 a.m. on a Wednesday night, and that's rugged.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah. Shout out to Monday the Minds, too. They're holding it down up there, weekly Monday nights in Portland. But so, Myth, you've been on the scene, so you've been doing Rap Night, but how you were DJing before that.
Oh, yeah.
How have you... seen New Hampshire hip hop change over the years, and what's your role been in that?
Well, when I was in high school, it's New Hampshire, so there was no hip hop scene. You know, I was DJing like after high school. I started pretty much, you know, buying my equipment, getting my turntables, my mixer, really garbage stuff at first. But as the years went, got a job, got better turntables. Still wasn't really a scene out there. I mean, ADM and Def Rock might have been doing something, but I had no idea. There was no internet, really.
What time period are we talking right now?
Mid-90s.
Okay.
Late 90s, yeah.
So before Static was doing stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I started booking shows for a promotional group out in this place called Rocco's. And that was in Manchester. And we started, I was just trying to help them bring some hip-hop guys. I brought Esso up when he was doing the East Coast Avengers thing. I brought him up. That's when I met MDOT and Nabo and all those guys. And then that kind of fizzled out. And now with the Shaskeen, bringing all these guys in, that's how I met, you know, I didn't meet Jesse and Shoop there, but we became like really good friends through there. I knew I-9 and Seth before that through the Rocco shows, but Jesse and Nate I met and we became close through Shaskeen. And Josh Ames, the owner of Shaskeen, was getting me on the shows, DJing for some of the acts and stuff, and then I just became the regular house DJ.
Yeah, man. How do you feel about hip? Like, so you've been on the rise. Obviously, there was that period where it was rocking when Static and Grand State were throwing ragers and stuff, and then it kind of died down a little bit. How are you feeling about it these days?
It's strong, man. I mean, just the Shaskeen alone, the amount of stuff, the promo and the acts they've been bringing up, it's just keeping it alive. There's not a lot of venues, especially in Manchester. I mean, Dover, the Brick House, they do some shows sometimes. I know Keen does a few. I know ADM out there books a lot of shows out there. Concord might have a couple, but I mean, between that, I mean, other than that, I mean, Manchester's like the epicenter. I mean, it's the biggest city. I mean,
yeah, they're starting to do stuff. Portsmouth's about to be making noise as well,
but,
and we appreciate you holding it down, because you've given the biggest thing to me is that those ciphers before and after. If you're an artist, you can go there. Every artist, you know, freestyles, or most of them practice with that and stuff. But being able to do it live on stage in front of an audience with mics and have to remember to hold and do it all right, that is such crucial sword sharpening and like practice, because things do go wrong on stage. And if you have that and you know you can do it, you can freestyle your verse. If you forget it, if something goes wrong, you can be on your feet. If the record, it's like a crazy skill that you're giving those artists.
I've seen so many kids come through there and just like get better and better as time goes, like Juan, homie Juan Kenobi, and Two Story. Those are like two of my favorite freestylers. And they when they started, they're, you know, shy, you know, getting used to the mic and stuff like that. Now they're just like, Two Story's winning like the battles in New Hampshire, and Juan's one of my favorite freestylers.
It's beast mode, man. That's why I do my verse and get off sometimes, because I'm like, damn, they're like, I mean, Jess, like, they're very good. I like the four. The other thing is they do different like games, so they'll do like a 4-4. So four bars, pass it, four bars, pass. So like you learn to count bars, learn to move it around. The crowd gets into it. It teaches it, you think on your feet. It's pretty.
Yeah, it's fun.
And people get up there that you least expect and like rip it too. like
Juan, when I first met him, I'm like, oh, who's this kid? Now he's like I was saying, like one of my favorite freestyles that gets up there, you know, Two Story too. I used to call him Pleasantville because of his rolled up Dockers. I felt so bad. Now he's like one of my best friends. He's another one of my favorites. So, but whatever.
Yeah, and you guys do the battle every year too, the Granite Gauntlet.
Yep, usually midsummer, the Granite State Gauntlet. Yep.
Yep. Damn. DJ Myth, thank you once again. And thank you to everyone else involved in Rap Night as well. But Myth, we definitely appreciate your piece. I want to hear you spin some records.
Okay.
I kind of want to keep talking to you.
Yeah.
But I also want to hear you spin some records. Mm. We might talk off air about your haunted house.
All right.
Is that going all right?
It's okay. It's been better. No issues since.
Okay. Mm. This was going to be our viral clip. DJ Myth moved into a haunted house.
I haven't moved in, definitely. Not totally yet, but it's...
You're moving into a haunted house.
This weekend, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you know it's haunted?
Because I heard the ghost.
Oh. Wow. Wait, is this like an insight? No, you guys are laughing. It's true. Why is this funny?
I'm laughing at that response.
It's pretty freaky.
Really? So like...
100% believer now.
So then why are you still moving in?
My girlfriend.
Some things are powerful, more powerful than ghosts.
I can deal with the ghost.
Okay.
Yeah.
Word.
Is it a friendly ghost? Yeah. It's kind of
so far. Yeah. Like I said, I only had that one incident. But
what exactly happened? Do you mind telling us?
No, that's fine. I was putting up some fixtures on the ceiling, and the screws I was using were too short. So I was like, oh, damn it, like that. And then all of a sudden, I hear a voice saying, damn it, like that. I'm like, is she mocking me downstairs? And I'm like, go down. I'm like, hey, you making fun of me for, you know, screwing up the ceiling? She's like, no. I'm like, Like, I just heard someone repeat exactly what I said. She's like, oh, was it like kind of like a soft little girl's voice? I'm like, yeah. And her daughter wasn't home. And she's like, yeah, that's one of the ghosts that's been hanging out.
You're a brave man, DJ Myth.
Wait, so your girlfriend knows that this house is haunted and has heard it?
Oh, yeah.
And is still cool with moving in?
Yeah. She's lived there for like 10 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They're a part of the family.
Yeah. I guess so.
It'd be great around Halloween.
That would be good around Halloween.
I'd be like, get out.
Like, you're going to shoot a music video at Mitch's house.
Nah, don't ask me to do no cameo. I'm good.
I'll
stay right here.
Bring the crystals.
Oh, some sage.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
show you a meme I posted earlier just because you told me the story.
All right, so Myth is going to set up his equipment.
Yes.
We're going to get a test. Do you want to give a little preview of what's about to happen?
Nope. No surprise.
My man.
Old R&B, just a couple of hip-hop records. Stuff I kind of do at rap night, but I've never actually, obviously I've never, done it live on a radio or anything like that. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, man. We're going to get into this Singapore Kane record, and it's Kim Jong-il, produced by Purpose of Tragic Allies. Shout out to DubMD. He's been sending us a lot of clean records lately. And Myth's going to get set up. If we need a little more time, we're going to get back into that exclusive Razen. And then we're going to do this set. So, DJ Myth, thank you.
You're welcome.
If you end early enough, we'll bring you back on. If not, we'll talk more out there. And we appreciate you coming down and holding it down.
Yeah, you're welcome anytime.
DJ Myth, live free or die. We'll be back with a little sesh after this.
The greatest rapper out right now is Singapore. The greatest rapper out right now is Singapore. The greatest rapper out right now is Singa Peasy. It's real easy, I'm telling you, the game needs me. This shiny suit ever transformed to wearing tight clothes. They chose gimmicks and swag instead of tight flows. And it's the era where they telling you I'm still being on. Lyrics mystified like they put a spell on you. Forbidden fruit over something purpose produced. Grasshopper do cuts and they would pass like Bruce. Get used to tragic rain of terror with no truce. We see a golden egg and pillage the whole goose. Burn a leaf to get loose, spitting heat like Zeus. The style's mythical, bringing the force that's centrifugal. When it comes to spitting phlegm, just know I got the bomb. You came to battle not knowing you in the octagon. You got the drum, but these street cats got the arms. Only thing you getting is sun like you the Octomom. Singapore, the greatest rapper out right now is Singapore. The greatest rapper out right now is Singapore. I'm a silent tyrant, choose peace over violence. Before it gets you heard way louder than silence. And something got to give in this biz. My kid gotta live, so I don't really care who you is. If you ain't helping the kid, me and you ain't got the chemistry. We both dogs, but you're from the bitch pedigree. The canines are flash when you're thinking that it's playtime. And then it's slave time, night or the daytime. If you wasn't real in the streets, you couldn't say rhymes. Internet trolls be feeling it's daytime, but you're all irrelevant. Flies being swatted by elephants. Drop like you shot with the pestilence. It's time to feel my pain now. Debo your eardrums, it's my chain now. I'm on my way now. We use bricks when it's time for the fight. And you just got knocked the fuck out for touching the mic. Yeah. The greatest rapper out right now is Singapore. The greatest rapper out right now is Singapore. For years I've been dropping crack, since white beaters with the stocking caps. Setting the trends, never blend with the copycats. Wavy-headed immigrants, hit the US, became citizens. Got to the cash, started pillaging. The new crack era, police bringing the blacks terror. It's wax mixed with the loud to keep the thongs clearer. My dogs holding me down like they was pallbearers. Married the game, my groomsmen, all dealers. While
like bison, crazier than Tyson, biting off your ears, first the left and the right one. My passion is money, fat ass on my honey, pretty face, slim waist, and still splash on you for me like dog chills. They got the bomb like Kim Jong-il. If anyone can save the hood, then Singapore will. Long live the cane and long live the rain. They only respect the crown that's covered in bloodstains.
Singapore,
the greatest rapper out right now is Singapore.
Singapore
King, my dog chills. Sing out the bomb like Kim Jong-un.
Singapore,
the greatest rapper out right now is
Singapore King.
Wipe off the dirt and bless the earth with the light you had since birth. The only so real it make you nervous. Catch the cold and keep it burning. Deep within the sacred furnace, the world turning. The strong keep churning. Nothing's ever certain, but we yawn till the curtains.
My only mission to deliver the vibe. The transmission always coming in right. So we shine in the night. Music migrate, mind on silent. Time I bite it.
Style don't bite it. Skill so mighty. Feel then write it. Heard and sighted.
Heal, don't fight it. The truth always set me so free. So I be just a fool to not believe.
Let nobody do it. They do it. Let nobody do it. They do it. Let nobody do it.
Yo, and we are back on Live Free or Die Radio. Thank you for your patience. Shout out to Razem for sending us a whole beat tape for us to play while we figured that out. We got DJ Myth in the building. He's about to hit us with a mix, the Myth Mix on LFOD Radio. Second time having a DJ up here, setting the bar, raising the bar. Rap Night Manchester in the building. Without further ado, DJ Myth, let him know.
I am the myth. I am the legend. I am the man.
Elementary like uranium, throwing joints, blowing like a cool grease, swifter than a lift on juice. I wax MCs. These hoes go frontin' on my Jimmy. I smack him on the back, sit him down, say, give me some rhythm. Baby, loosen up my collar. I lay out like a funeral parlor. Ready, willing, filling, killing for a billing. Top, I never stop with searching. Sam drilling his soul in a hole. MCs working, kicking and vicking. The suckers will be jerking. Me and my posse are hardcore. You want some more reason? I'm squeezing your girl.
You never please.
So I pleased and I threw in the gutter, cut it off. But wisdom wise, so I muster. Woes above oppose, lows conquer all. Those who pose is dope, I say nope. I wear death clothes, dapper like damn fun. Three the hard one, never stigmatize as a rapper. I'll slap your stunt from my tongue as you run from the drum. Three the hard ways, words of wisdom.
This is a not a sport.
question, not a small time thing. Let me tell you about what happened when the phone went. Well, I was cooling at the club with this girl, Suzanne, and everything was going just according to plan when the phone rang. Yo, I couldn't believe it, told myself to ignore it, forget it, leave it. Just when things had started going great, it rang again. I said, hold up, wait. Picked up the phone, yeah, who the hell is this? Somebody said this is serious business. There's a tape in the mailbox between your doors. Take the tape from the box and put it in yours. I listened to the tape and my mouth just dropped. I picked up the phone, but the man hung up and said, yo, this tape will self-destruct. I pressed the deck, but the tape was stuck. Oh well, what the heck, I just cleaned up the mess. Opened up the closet, got the bulletproof vest. Loaded up the sword off, the double barrel, the Rambo knife with the hunting apparel. Threw on the trench, kissed the girl goodbye. She said, special if you don't go, you might die. Started crying and hugging on me, so I shatter. I said, sorry baby, but I gotta do what I gotta.
For a spell, or shall I say, think back 22 years ago to keep it on track. The birth of a child on the 8th of October. A toast, but my granddaddy came sober. Count all the fingers and the toes. Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years younger than my mama, but I really got beaten for the girl of trauma. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Still he won't down you or tear out your hide on your side while the baby make a slide. But mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising the chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do. When they reminisce over you, my God. 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 My God.
Two for the time. Come on, y'all, let's rock the.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, 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 way back, way back, way back, way, way back. Back into time, 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 time.
What we need, hey.